KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 63 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. An Omaha police officer has devoted hundreds of hours to collecting letters, cards, and drawings to honor another officer who was killed in the line of duty. Officer Constance Garrow created the large scrapbook and delivered it Thursday to Officer Carrie Orozco's mother in Walnut, Iowa. Orozco was killed May 20, 2015, as she and other officers tried to arrest a suspect wanted in connection with a September 2014 shooting. The scrapbook's cover includes hand-painted blue roses that resemble the flowers laid on Orozco's casket. Dozens of officers contributed photos and stories about Orozco. Students from Omaha schools added photos featured in the first few pages. Garrow also included pages of medals, coins, and letters from over 20 law enforcement agencies across the country. The parents of an Iowa woman who authorities say was killed by a drunken driver in the country illegally have filed a complaint with the Nebraska Supreme Court against the judge who set the now-missing suspect's bail. Bail was $50,000 for Eswin Mejia after he was charged with vehicular homicide in the Omaha collision between his vehicle and one driven by 21-year-old Sarah Root of Council Bluffs. Mejia hasn't been seen since posting the required 10% of the bail, or $5,000. Root's parents have been collecting petition signatures and on Monday gave more than 5,000 to the High Court in Lincoln, Nebraska. They want a Judge Jeffrey Marcuso kicked off the bench or punished for his setting the bail low enough for Mejia to post 10% and flee the area. Five people from north central Iowa were arrested early Sunday morning on drug charges in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department yesterday said 20-year-olds Bernard Flowers, Terrence Lee Wigley, and Tawan Sherrod Blair, along with 19-year-olds Mackenzie Ann Leffler and Kylie Jo Lochter, all of Fort Dodge, were charged with possession of marijuana. Their arrests stem from a traffic stop in the 2100 block of Highway 71 at 12 a.m. Sunday. All five suspects were released from custody after making an appearance before the magistrate. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday four arrests occurred over the past week. On May 15th, 32-year-old Christopher Lee Ballantyne of Des Moines was arrested by police in Stewart for possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine and theft in the first degree for taking property valued at $10,000 or greater. Ballantyne was released from custody last Thursday on $10,000 bond. On May 17, 31-year-old Cole John Doffenbaugh of Greenfield was arrested by an Adair County Sheriff's deputy on a U.S. Marshal's warrant. Doffenbaugh was held without bond in the Adair County Jail and later released to the custody of the U.S. Marshal's Service. On May 19, 27-year-old Tyler James Hicks of Fontenelle was arrested in Adair County for OWI second offense and failure to hold a valid license. Hicks was later released on $2,000 bond. That same day, 31-year-old Jordan Randall Huey of Creston was arrested in Adair County for OWI first offense and having an open container in a motor vehicle. He was later released on $1,000 bond. A Carter Lake man accused of sexually assaulting minors has pleaded guilty in the case. 42-year-old David Trejo pleaded guilty Monday to one count of sexual exploitation of a minor and one count of soliciting lascivious acts with a minor as part of a plea agreement. According to court documents, Trejo said he believed one girl he met online was 19 and did not find out that she was 14 until after they had had sex several times. Court documents say another girl involved in the case was also under the age of 14. Trejo faces up to 15 years in prison. He's scheduled to be sentenced July the 11th. A traffic stop early this morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a man on drug and other possible charges. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office stopped 31-year-old Michael Campbell of Mayflower, Arkansas, for a traffic violation. During the course of the traffic stop, Campbell was found to be in possession of methamphetamine paraphernalia. He was arrested for the incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where his bond was set at $300. Deputies were still investigating the incident, and other charges are pending. The Fremont County K-9 Unit and Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. A woman from Oklahoma was arrested Sunday following an investigation into a single vehicle accident. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said one of the accident victims, 26-year-old Era Whisper Robbins of Edmond, Oklahoma, was arrested on a warrant for drug trafficking. Authorities say deputies in Fremont County were notified of the crash just before 1 p.m. It happened at the intersection of 250th Street and 350th Avenue. When the deputy arrived on the scene, he was notified that someone had already picked up the two victims of the accident and left the scene. A short time later, deputies were notified the two victims were at a residence and their family was going to take them to the hospital. After the deputy arrived at the residence, he learned Robbins was wanted on the warrant. After being released from the hospital, Robbins was arrested and transported to the Fremont County Jail, where she was held without bond for extradition to Oklahoma. The driver of the vehicle, 32-year-old Alexander Sharp of Oklahoma City, was cited for driving without a valid license and defective brake equipment. Sharp was transported by a private vehicle to the hospital for treatment of unknown injuries. Riverton Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. Employers in Iowa are scrambling for more information on a new federal rule change regarding overtime pay. The U.S. Department of Labor has raised the threshold on who's eligible from around $23,000 to more than $47,000 a year. Rob Green, executive director of the National Council of Chain Restaurants, expects a lot of legal challenges in Iowa and elsewhere.
We're going to fight this. I mean, I think there's, you know, the regulation just was issued, and we're going to be going to lawmakers in Congress and telling the story how it impacts millennials, it impacts nonprofit organizations, it impacts retail establishments, it impacts universities.
Green says employers in Iowa are looking at ways to manage the new ruling, like limiting hours or raising salaries to just over the threshold. He says other workers could see pay cuts to offset the mandatory overtime.
If you're working 50 hours as a manager, your employer's going to basically say, can't afford that overtime. We're going to bump you down to 40, and you're going to be off the clock, and it's going to affect customer service.
Green calls the rule change a disaster.
What does that do for flexibility in the workplace, for career advancement, for an opportunity to move up the career ladder, and to really get that experience you need to survive in this 21st century economy?
Under the change, the threshold was raised from $23,660 a year to $47,476. Beginning December 1st, employees who earn that amount or less will be eligible for time and a half pay for more than 40 hours a week. And a corn planting in Iowa is getting close to being done. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The latest USDA report shows 96% of the corn crop has been planted, which is 2 days ahead of last year and 6 days ahead of the five-year average. 75% of that corn has emerged from the ground, which is 4 days ahead of normal. Soybean planting is now reported at 74% complete, almost 1 week ahead of last year. 21% of the soybeans have emerged, which is 2 days behind last year, but equal to the five-year average. I'm Dar Danielson.
The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.